The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1974, NASA's Mariner 10 became the first ever man-made spacecraft to visit the planet Mercury. It was just a flyby, but gave us our first ever look at the innermost planet of the solar system. Mariner 10 would zip past Mercury two more times before running out of fuel the following year. Cosmonaut Alexei Gubarev was born on this day in 1931, though today he's remembered for a pair of Soyuz missions during the 70s. At one time, he was considered a hot candidate to become one of the first cosmonauts the Soviet Union planned to send to the moon. Monty Python's Eric Idle was born in 1943, and so was composer Vangelis, whose music graced Blade Runner. Star Trek The Next Generation's Marina Sirtis was born today in 1955.
You have no idea how frightening it is to just be here without sensing you, without sharing your feelings.
French actor Christopher Lambert, the original Highlander, was born on this day in 1957. Mark Silvestri, co-founder of Image Comics, was born today in 1958. And Xena Warrior Princess herself, Lucy Lawless, was born on this day in 1968.
I travel alone. So where are you headed now?
Amphipolis.
That's in Thrace, isn't it? I love to study maps and place names. So what route do you usually take?
Don't even think about it.
On this day in 2009, composer Maurice Jarre died. His music helped define such movies as Lawrence of Arabia, Ghost, Firefox, and Enemy Mine. In 1968, one of Star Trek's strangest installments premiered on NBC.
Please identify yourselves.
This is the United Spaceship Enterprise. I'm Captain Kirk.
That's impossible. In this time period, there weren't... You're from the future, Captain. You're going to have to beam me down to Earth immediately.
As the second season wrapped up with Assignment Earth, guests starring Robert Lansing and Terry Garr. Written by Gene Roddenberry himself, Assignment Earth was actually meant to be a backdoor pilot for a show about an alien from the future operating on modern-day Earth. Keeping Star Trek on the air for 2 years had been an expensive struggle for Roddenberry, so he hedged his bets against cancellation and possible unemployment by trying to launch the first Star Trek spin-off via this episode. Lucky for us, Assignment Earth was a one-off, and Star Trek got one more season. Today is an Academy Award anniversary for John Williams, taking home the Oscar in 1976 for the music from Jaws. And again in 1978 for Star Wars. In between, Jerry Goldsmith won the Oscar for The Omen in 1977. Pixar won its first Oscar today in 1989 for the first completely computer-animated short ever to bring home the trophy, Tin Toy. And curiously, on this day in 1979, Brian Daley's novel Han Solo at Star's End was published, kicking the whole sub-industry of original Star Wars novels into high gear. To try to keep everything he wrote from being invalidated by the upcoming sequel, The Empire Strikes Back, Brian Daley set this first volume in a trilogy of Han Solo novels before Star Wars itself. Daley went on to write the adaptation of Star Wars for National Public Radio. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by our team.